This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The American Lung Association gives Colorado Fs for its tobacco prevention programs and failure to stop the sale of all flavored tobacco products. The industry insists those products are safe. Colorado got a D for having low tobacco taxes, which will increase following voter approval last November. And Colorado got an A for services to quit tobacco. RTD is tightening the rules at its once-busy Denver bus concourse. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
The underground bus depot near Union Station is relatively empty these days because of the pandemic, but people experiencing homelessness still use it as a shelter. Now, after two public health citations, RTD will no longer allow people to sit or lie on the floors. Eating isn't allowed either, and only two people will be allowed in a bathroom at the same time. The bus drivers union says their members have been attacked more often in recent months and applaud the move. Advocates for the homeless say drug dealers are to blame for an increase in crime and that more resources are the best way to help those in need. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
An excessive force lawsuit against Loveland and four police officers has been settled for nearly $300,000. The Loveland Reporter says Preston Soule claimed he was injured by officers for refusing to talk to them at a scene of a 2019 accident. His attorney says Soule had shoulder replacement surgery and that charges for resisting arrest were later dropped. It's 27 in Denver, 34 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.